Thompson told attendees at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture's winter policy meeting that despite ongoing delays, lawmakers are working toward a comprehensive package, and he pushed back on calling it a skinny bill.
Early on, I called this remaining portion the skinny farm bill. There's nothing skinny about it. You know, what we did in Farm Bill 1.0 was about 20% of the policy, but 80% of the investment. And what we're doing now and what we will complete by out of the committee by the end of February is 80% of the policy with 20% of the investment, but incredibly important. So I wisely pivoted to what we're working on, Farm Bill 2.0, not the skinny farm bill.
Thompson acknowledged the challenges of moving legislation in an election year, but said agriculture can't afford to wait, especially as farmers continue navigating volatile markets and global trade pressures.
Our farmers, ranchers, and rural communities don't need another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. What they need is for us to provide certainty and update our policies to fit current needs, and that means passing a full five-year Farm Bill.
Thompson encouraged state agriculture leaders to stay engaged and keep the pressure on Congress, saying their voices are critical to getting a bipartisan bill done.
Everything we put in the new farm bill is the direct result of traveling around the country and listening to the needs of farmers and ranchers.
For now, Thompson is optimistic progress can still be made in the months ahead. Find more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen. Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.